Feel Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. John.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule, your host for the next 2 hours of the programme this week. I've got my little having a rest this week, so you've got the dubious pleasure of my company for the next 2 hours. And it's so hot in here today, despite the cloudy sky outside, you might hear me losing a few pounds. Let's hope so, anyway, between now and 3 o'clock when I'll be off air then. So thank you for joining me. Welcome to the programme. And I've been known to say on this programme, if struggling for a starter, you can't beat Horace Silver. Well, there was a tribute to Horace Silver from Steve Davis. The track is called Silver at Sundown, and it refers to the Sundown Club in Hartford, Connecticut, where Horace was discovered by Stan Getz. Horace at the time was the resident pianist at the Sundown Club. And here Steve Davis composed the number that we heard there. It's from his latest album, Bluesthetic, a new recording, in fact, because it was, it was recorded 4 years ago at Sear Sound Studios on the 8th of February, 2022. The full lineup: Peter Bernstein on guitar, Steve Nelson on vibes, Jeffrey Keezer on piano, Christian McBride on bass, Willie Jones the third on drums, and of course Steve Davis on trombone. A current day lineup which is tough to beat, in my mind at any rate. Another look now at the new release from another trombonist, namely Conrad Herwig, and his latest album, The Latin Side of Series, the latest in his series, The Latin Side Of, and this is The Latin Side of Chick Corea this time. Speaking of whom, you may be interested to know, a new release in the US is a recording of Chick's last ever performance, a solo concert in actual fact. Here then is one of his most popular compositions, played obviously by Conrad Herwig and his ensemble. The album, the track is called Tunes for Boone's... Tones for Joan's Bones, and it's become something of a jazz classic over the years. The recording then was done at the Trading 8 studio in Brooklyn on the 5th and 6th of February 2026, so it's still the most recent recording that we've played here on Swing Time. Craig Handy is on tenor, Alex Norris is on trumpet, Bill O'Connell on piano, Ruben Rodriguez on bass, Bobby Armin is on drums, Camilo Molina is on congas, and of course on trombone is Conrad Herwig. Problems in the studio. Didn't take us long this week, did it? It's 11 minutes to be precise. And I don't know why that album isn't playing properly, because it's certainly in good condition. It's a new album in actual fact. But let's hope we have better luck with the next track on the turntable or in the CD player. I'm on the other deck this time, so I'm hoping that's going to be okay. I have, on Swing Time, played any number of albums featuring legendary vocalist Mark Murphy. Coming up, though, is a CD I don't think I've featured before, an album called September, which was recorded in the Fantasy Studios in Berkeley between September the 15th and September the 17th in 1987, when Mark's home base was across the bay, the San Francisco Bay in Sausalito, and during his very productive period on the Muse label. Plenty of outstanding names on this session: Art Farmer on flugel, Larry Coryell on guitar, Larry Dunlap is the pianist and the arranger, Bob McCarsky is playing on the, or is utilising the synthesizer, Scott Steed on bass, Vince Lietano on drums, who's got a very good new album of his own out at the moment, by the way, and on harmonica, Donald Bailey. The composition is by Michael Franks, and When She Is Mine is sung for us now by Mark Murphy.
Sunshine follows, all her men return to her like Capistrano swallows. She is like a butterfly, kinda shy, so she smiles. Lost in Hollywood was I, high and dry. The lady never beat about, she just sighed and threw her lifeline out. Now she gives me loving, helps me stand in this quicksand of time. How sublime, like Christmas time, when she is mine. Oh, she's a virtuoso in amoroso. Look out, when the lady gets the blues, afraid we're just pretending some happy ending. The mechanism's tricky to diffuse, but I know that a song save her, so I simply return the favor. Virtuoso in so look out when the lady gets the blues. Afraid we're just pretending some happy ending, yeah. The mechanism's tricky to defuse, but I know that a song will save her, so I simply return the favor. Lost in Hollywood was I, high and dry. The lady never beat a bow, she just sighed through her lifeline out. Now she gives me loving, helps me stand in this quicksand of time. And how sublime, like Christmas time, when she is mine.
Superb, Mark Murphy, singing a song by Myrtle Franks, of course, a song by Myrtle Franks, When She Was Mine. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, with me, your host for both hours of the programme this week, John Yule. On now to another new release. I played it before, though, 2 weeks ago, an album called Now In Time from bass player Nat Reeves. This was recorded at the Power Station in Waterford, Connecticut, during the 5th and 6th of August last year. Again, we hear from Steve Davies on trombone for the second time already today. We also hear from Jeff Jane Watts on drums, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Eric Alexander on tenor, our artist in residence, and Orrin Evans on piano. Nat Reeves, of course, is on the bass. This is a Jackie McLean number called Appointment in Ghana. Thank you. Dad Reeves from his new album, which is called Now in Time, and the track was Appointment in Ghana. Right, as I said earlier, Michael Coates isn't with me on the show this week, but as is usually the case when Michael's not on the show and he's left me here all on my own, I've been up into the attic and I'm going to play some older material than I normally feature on the show sometime, some during this hour and some during the next hour. So I've been up into the attic and things are really more classic than Art Palmer meets the Rhythm Section, which is in the CD player now, recorded on the 19th of January 1957 at the Contemporary Studios in Los Angeles. Art Pepper on alto, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Apparently neither Art Pepper or his alto saxophone were in the best of condition at the time of this recording, although you would never have guessed it from the evidence on the recording that's about to come your way now. This is the Jean DePaul and Don Ray song written by written for the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, sorry, the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, in the 1943 film I Dude It, which starred Red Skelton and Eleanor Powell. Art Pepper then, and Star Eyes. Thank you. sounding as good as ever, Art Pepper. Last week, Mike played a track from an early Quincy Jones big band offering. Here are a couple more such offerings from the period just before the track that Mike played last week. This is the 1958 version of the Quincy Jones Orchestra. In that year, they produced an album called Birth of a Band, and this was followed by a compilation album called Birth of a Band Volume 2, which only received a limited release and showed even in 1959. Quincy had an eye on the commercial market with the inclusion of the Huckle Book and Choo Choo Chiboogie. Here we have two more other tasteful selections, played back to back. First of all, Daily Double, and then Pleasantly Plump. Thank you. Two offerings there from the Quincy Jones Orchestra back in 1958. This is Swing Time with me, John Yule, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And as usual around this time every week, it's time for the gig guide, which is a bit thin on the ground this week. It is no more than you would expect, probably, from the height of the holiday season. But the Lesgar is continuing tomorrow evening. They'll be presenting guitarist Ben Haskins with the Ben Haskins Quartet. And with Ben on guitar, you'll also be able to hear on tenor Ben Poling, on bass Owen Burns, and on drums Theo Goss. And this is described as being an evening of original and engaging music. That's the Lesgar tomorrow evening. Cabanas on Thursday evening. The attraction there will be JJ's Cocktail Club, the lineup fronted by Jenny Chamberlain-Smith, and they'll be swinging to pop songs through the ages. Leopold Square, their free offerings this weekend, start on Friday night with an under-the-wire open mic evening. Saturday at 2 o'clock, Nirma Cavana and the High Fives, swinging jazz and blues, a regular lineup for Leopold Square and Cabanas as well. And on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, blues singer Jack T. Harper will be appearing with his band for an afternoon of blues and soul, going all the way to swing and pop. Here is one of my favourite Eliana Elias albums. Eliana has a brand new album out, recorded live at the SF Jazz Centre, San Francisco Jazz Centre, that is. It's just this moment come out. I'm hoping to have a copy to be able to play it to you during next week's programme. But in the meanwhile, as I have said, here is one of my favourite Eliana Elias albums, Bossa Nova Stories. Recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City, where Eliana Elias on vocal and piano, Mark Johnson on bass, and Paulo Braga on drums and percussion. Recorded at the Abbey Road Studio in London was the orchestra under the direction of Rob Mathis, and the album was released on the 24th of June 2008. Many years before then, Johnny Mercer and Richard Whiting wrote Too Marvellous for Words for the 1937 film Ready, Willing and Able. Meanwhile, here's a more up-to-date version from Eliana Elias.
Just too marvelous for words like glorious, glamorous, and that'll stand by and arose. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell. And you're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're mine. To tell you you're too marvelous for words. Just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds.
Of course. Michael Deese has played a range of instruments on his more recent albums. Here is on what I consider to be his main instrument, the trombone, is his album Father Figure, recorded at the Acoustic Recording Studios in Brooklyn on the 2nd of October 2015. On trombone then, Michael Deese. On vibes, Ben Gillies. On piano, Glenn Zelensky. On bass, Ender Owens. On drums, Luther Allison. On alto, Marcus Howell. Written by Gratian Moncor III, a trombonist who passed away in 2022 after a long career playing with many of the 20th century greats. Here's his composition then, played by Michael Deese, and it's called Riff Raff. Thank you. Michael Deese, and that was Riff Raff. Michael, on this album, actually recorded two songs from the musical The Music Man. Music by Meredith Wilson, with one L, as Groucho Marx used to say when he was actually the musical director for the Groucho Marx radio show back in the 1950s, I think it was, the early 1950s. Marion the Librarian is one of the numbers from the show that Michael recorded. Until There Was You is the very familiar other number. And I think of the two, I think we'll play Marion the Librarian. So if you just bear with me a moment, here we go with Michael Deese.
Thank you.